Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? It is Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions, doing things 2020 style, which means via Zoom conference call. And what I was saying is that the waiting room on Zoom is like when someone enters the waiting room, it's almost like back when we could actually see each other, when I'd get the call that someone was in the lobby at the radio station. So, but that's the way we do it in 2020. Got Sun Crow here. How's it going, guys?
Good. Yeah.
Good times.
Let's go around the room. Since this is audio, people can't necessarily see me point to everyone, but let's go around the room, the Zoom room, the virtual room, and tell me what your name is and what you do for Sun Crow.
I'm Ben. I play guitar and bass hair.
I'm Keith. I play drums.
I'm Todd. I sing vocals.
And I'm Brian. I play the bass guitar.
Right on, guys. So the band, again, is Sun Crow. They have a new album, Quest for Oblivion. It is available now. Been getting some killer write-ups. And we're going to be playing a few songs from it, but I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about it, about releasing an album during the wildest time in the history of humanity, at least for a long time, at least for 100 years. What's that been like? What's it been like releasing your long-awaited album in the year of?
It's pretty wild.
Well said.
Yeah, man. It's been received really well, which is crazy with everything else that's been going on. To get as much response as we've gotten from it has been. It's been humbling, really.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's really cool. We've been working at it for a while, and the pandemic starts locking everything down, and your spring release plans turn into your summer release plans, turn into your what the hell do you do with this thing? try and shoot it out in the middle of some slot into November before the year takes you over and changes your plans for you.
Was there any discussion about waiting till the end, or did you guys want to just get it out there? Was that a discussion at all?
we've been sitting on this egg for a long time.
Oh, okay.
There was a lot of discussion.
Yeah. Hey, Ben, am I allowed to tell the truth?
No. Okay. If you tell the truth, we're gonna have to get a deeper hole in the yard, man.
Okay.
we did talk about it a lot. There was a lot of words about it, a lot of four-letter words, and a lot of like, just let's just shoot this across the bow before this COVID takes somebody out.
Yeah.
Really, it's kind of a weird idea. But yeah, definitely, as the year kept creeping on, don't wait, you know, just do what you can with it.
Yep.
So, tell me a little bit about, the label that it's on. Was this self-released or, Black Sun Crow Sky?
That's us.
That's you guys. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. So kind of
are them and they are us.
There you go. Cool. So I was wondering about that.
We do it ourselves.
The artwork is really cool. And I was very impressed with the record. I was streaming it the other day, so now I'm stoked to have the physical copy. I can play it in my car now. How long did it take to record the album? And is this something that was recorded by yourselves? Did you guys go to a professional studio?
We worked with a good friend of ours named Gary Mula, who helped produce it and engineer it and mix it. Gary's been a buddy of ours for a lifetime, really.
Yeah.
He used to run a rehearsal and recording studio down on a person's Spokane called the Dutchman way back.
Okay.
And he's been an engineer for as long as I've known him. Since before the turn of the century anyway, right? we recorded it in fits and starts at a facility called Seven Hills.
Okay.
Which, Brian, I don't know, you could probably talk a little bit more about where Seven Hills came from and our good friend Lawrence over there.
Yeah, so Seven Hills is named after, you know, the Seven Hills of Seattle, clearly. Captain Obvious here.
But, yeah.
They own Teddy Pendergrass's old console. It's an old Trident, what should be a PSM, but Teddy Pendergrass had it modified by a guy up in Quebec, and he redid all the modules, and it's one of the best sounding boards in town.
Wow.
It's an old analog board. The room was all 2-inch tape, and actually I used to run the recording studio. I was chief engineer there for many years, did many records out there.
That's awesome.
We started practicing there we'll get into this later, but we started basically we started Sun Crow as a Black Sabbath tribute.
Oh, wow.
Back in the day, called Hand of Doom, and we were practicing out there, and we got really comfortable in the room. I knew the room like the back of my hand because I had engineered clearly out of there. And we started doing demos, and it became Quest for Oblivion eventually.
Wow.
Bars around the neighborhood there helped it.
That's for sure.
Get a title for sure.
I like it. So yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. About the formation of the band. You said that you guys were a Black Sabbath tribute band known as Hand of Doom. How did you guys meet? How did you guys meet up? Were you guys friends before? Was there a Craigslist post? You know,
step into the time machine.
Yeah,
go back.
Let's go back to the origin story, and then how did you guys create your own identity as Sun Crow?
So Ben and I have known each other since back in high school days, in our teens. And
okay.
We've been playing on and off in bands of friends and in friends of bands for the last, 30 years?
Awesome.
Or so. And we've, you know, done a lot together and drift apart, come back together, drift apart, come back together, and, you know, write music. And we've been doing that for a number of years. And the Hand of Doom thing came up, and Ben's like, "Hey, man, let's play some Black Sabbath." And I was like, "Okay, let's do it."
Yeah,
that's kind of how the genesis of where we're at today in this iteration of our time around the sun. So,
yeah, it started off as kind of a lark, you know, get something together, and I mean, who doesn't want to play Black Sabbath,
right?
You drunk friends, repeatedly.
And coincidentally, we kind of all met each other through our producer who produced the record, Gary Mula.
Okay.
And what happened in 2008, he had a massive fire and it burned down his entire studio. Tragically, Ben lost his father around the same time and lost all of his gear in that fire. And we were doing a bunch of benefits for Gary on the side, raising money and trying to replace everything that he lost, basically. And Ben came to me, this is how I got involved, and was like, "Hey, You know, I'm thinking about playing music and picking up my guitar again. And I want to start with, you know, what we grew up listening to, how we learned. You know, I'm thinking about doing a Black Sabbath tribute. And I was like, I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah. Count me in.
I'll be the bass player. And he's like, yeah, great. Cause the only thing I'm missing is a bass player and a singer. That's how I came into the fold.
So yeah, man, we had a really good time doing that. And we got a lot of people asking what our other stuff sounded. We got to work on that, you know.
Yeah.
Got to work on that and started putting a lot more mojo into the writing process. You know, getting the big sound spot out, you know, spin it down another half step and float down a few beats per minute, and you know, have a few more and write some weird stuff together and see if you can do it again.
So why the name change then? Why didn't you guys just go with Hand of Doom?
That's for Sabbath, man. That's
pretty Sabbath specific.
Yeah, makes sense.
That's that would be taking the name of the church and putting it somewhere else, wouldn't it?
Fair enough. So when officially did Sun Crow become Sun Crow?
I'm going to guess 5 years ago. Is that about right?
Cool.
Yeah, 2014, 2015. Yeah.
Nice.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, I'm stoked to premiere a song here. We're going to play a song called Collapse here. Again, the band is Sun Crow and Quest for Oblivion. Is there anything you guys want to say about Collapse before we jump into it?
Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Turn your lights down low.
I like it. It's Sun Crow here on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. We'll be right back. It's Loud and Local Stay Home Session, Sun Crow. That was a song called Collapse from Quest for Oblivion. It is available now. You can support local music, support local heavy riffs. We just got the origin story about the band, Sun Crow. So now I'm curious, with the album out, nobody can play shows. I'm assuming you'd probably be, you know, gigging out, playing some rad shows if we could. But now that we can't, how have you guys been able to stay sane? And that's actually kind of maybe just I'm assuming a little bit too much saying that you've been able to stay sane.
I'm going to ask, have we?
But yeah, how you guys been filling your time at least?
Well, I just want to say how much it sucks not being able to play out live.
Yeah,
that's a real bummer. And I'm hoping that once this all blows over, there's places around left to play. So
yeah, definitely.
So when, once that blows over, come out and support your local venues and come see some shows.
For myself,
I've been keeping busy just playing the drums down in the basement and polishing up and getting better. Other than that, you know, it's work as usual because we're work from home now. So it's not like I have a ton of extra time, but no commuting. I
nice.
Love that. That's great.
Yeah.
So my extra time that I have, I've just been brushing up on writing music.
You'll have another three albums after quarantine, right?
Yeah,
right. Definitely making it count. Yeah, we've been putting together a lot of riffs and a lot of ideas back and forth. I've been I'm a screen worker also, you know, so the screen work has been pretty demanding and pretty, you know, it's pretty weird from home really, because it's not always as fast and fluid as it is when you're with the people. You know, so you know, some stuff takes a little bit longer, and kind of have to say things a few times. We do things a few times more. You know, so it's a little bit weird. Strangely, we're connected in ways that we couldn't have even thought of like 10 years ago. So it's pretty cool. But the work's been pretty heavy. But I've been trying to make a lot of the riffs count, you know,
yeah.
Whenever you get a chance to pick up an instrument. I pick it up first thing in the morning and the last thing I put down at the end of the night. We've got a lot of material to work on. I'm really looking forward to getting together with these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got some new stuff to work on too. So,
amen, brother.
Yep.
So,
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, after you, I would love to know how you guys are filling your time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I have two boys, so I'm being homeschool dad and we've been playing a lot of music. It's funny. I walked into my oldest
son's
bedroom the other day. He's learning guitar and he's playing the Mamas and the Papas.
Oh, wow.
California Dreamin'. And we're starting jamming California Dreamin'. And I can't get the melody out of my head.
Earworms.
That is sticky. And my youngest is playing the drums. So we're trying to musically find something and teach each other, you know, making the most out of time, like the things you wouldn't normally do, you know, doing a bunch of car work that has been put on the back burner and things you don't normally have time to do.
Coolest Partridge Family cover band ever.
The Steel Family.
That's awesome.
In this corner.
You can call the band Captain Campfire. You can call the band Captain Campfire and the and the captain's sons or something. One of my things is I've been diving deep into a lot of just music, man. Like as far as just like I'm not a musician myself, but I'm just such a passionate lover of music, and I've just been diving deep into new albums, old albums. Just it's such a release for me. Even I just go out on a walk, right, and give myself five albums, and I just listen for as long as it takes, you know, to go on a long walk for miles. For you guys personally, and we can go around the virtual Zoom room, what is an album that you can go back to if you're having a day? You know, there's a lot of crazy news within this world, especially in 2020. If you're having an overwhelming day, what's an album you can put on that can kind of bring you back? Whether it be, you know, a release of energy, or it's or good vibes to calm you down, or, you know, amp you up, it's all good. But just what's an album that'll always get you back to where you need to be?
I can see you grinning over there, Tom.
Yeah, I've been a musical schizophrenic since all this has happened.
Yeah.
Many albums for many moods and many Todds. I'd say for me lately, it's been either Bauhaus Mask.
Okay.
And I've recently acquired that on vinyl, so I've been playing a lot of vinyl lately at home. And either that, or I've been diving into a lot of the first three Judas Priest albums.
Yeah.
I mean, pick one, you know.
Yeah.
Either that, or I will put on Otis Redding or Sam and Dave and crack a beverage and just not think about it.
You know, good.
It just kind of depends on my mood, but that's kind of where I've been at lately. I'd say that I went back in time when this all hit. I sort of fled from 2020 and went back to 1974.
Nice. You know?
Which is a really cool, comfortable place for me to live. I was a little kid. Things were great back then. But yeah, it's many moods, many Todds.
Nice.
Many Todds.
Ben, what about
you? To be confused with Mini Todds.
Not Mini Todds.
What about you, Ben?
Man, you know, I've been coming back to Volume 4 a lot. I've been exploring a lot of early Scorpions have been really vibing me a lot.
Yeah.
But I got to say, there was so much good stuff out this year. I was just checking out Sorcerer before we were on here.
Yeah.
There's so much amazing new stuff too that it's kind of like if you just hit any list of what's been released in this last year, that'll move your mind right off of what's going on.
Yeah, I'm literally in a drunken stupor from so much music that's out there.
Yeah.
I just digest it all day long, and you ask me one day what I listen to, I can't remember because I've gone through so much material.
It's a good problem to have.
So much good stuff out there. It is. It's great. It's like, I don't remember ever a time where I could say that, man, there's just so much music, I can't get it all.
It's an embarrassment of riches.
It's great. Yeah.
There it is.
And how about you, Captain Campfire?
Captain keeps coming back to Jeff Buckley's Grace.
Okay,
And Hippie Death Cult, man, 111.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. I can't get enough of that record.
I have not heard Hippie Death Cult. I know Jeff Buckley,
it's
of course.
It's a great name, isn't it?
But I don't know Hippie Death Cult. I got to check this out. I got to write it down.
Yeah.
I'm curious. Let's go around the room too, and just if you could, what are your favorite Northwest bands of all time?
Of all time.
Yeah. Well, you got to start with the Sonics, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to throw Heart out there too, because I like Heart. Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. Got to mention Soundgarden for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Absolutely. Sure.
Yep.
Some Metal Church.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There you go. There's some old school.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We used to see them a lot with Fourth Century.
Nice.
Jung.
Yep.
Jung.
Yep. All time, man. And there's so many good bands out right now.
There is, yeah.
Hippie Death Cult again.
Yeah. There you go.
Use a Cobra.
Yeah.
Mitch Ripper.
Tacos, all of Don Stewart's projects, Mico de Noche.
Moss Generator.
Yeah.
Death Cage.
I don't know. We'll start running a list, man.
Nice,
dude.
Yep. You're like, you'd rather just make a playlist instead of just naming one. So
that'll work.
So let's go into another Sun Crow song. We're gonna go into Hypersonic here by Sun Crow. It's off the new album Quest for Oblivion. Anything you want to say about this one?
It's a long one.
All right, it's a long one. I like it, man. Here's more Sun Crow. It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. We'll be right back. It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions here with Sun Crow. Quest for Oblivion is available now. That was a song called Hypersonic. And what's the best way to kind of support you guys and to get the album? Do you guys have a link off the top of your head to where we could purchase the album or stream the album or things like that? What's the best way to support you guys?
You can grab us at suncrow.bandcamp.com. And we're all over wherever you're going to stream at. So, say it when you spray
YouTube,
it. Right?
Spotify, all the majors.
I'm not going to downplay the importance of streaming, but I will say that during this pandemic, Bandcamp has been the champions of underground artists that are really doing things because they have been really killing it with the first Friday of every month. They've been giving all of the proceeds to bands. And even when they don't, they take very, very moderate amount of money. So it's a really good service, I'd say, Bandcamp is.
Yeah, totally. They were our go-to when we looked at how we were going to try and squeeze this out through these weird times. That was just where we started. Mm-hmm. You know, the other kind of vehicles, we'll call them or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, they're
I mean, they're essential, yeah.
Right. Yeah. The things that people actually touch. You know, like what you're doing here, where there's an actual relationship one-on-one with fans. That's always the first. That's always the first and the last. And Bandcamp has been super, super gracious, and it's a community.
Absolutely,
it is unbelievably cool. I can't say enough about the folks that we've found in. They're just it's a gold mine. It's a gold mine. Go check it out.
Absolutely. Yep. Yep.
All right, we're going to go around the room real quick, and I want you to mention the first song that comes to mind when I say we all get the vaccine, we're all hanging out, it's 2021, mid-2021, we're all getting drunk, you're getting all the drinks bought for you, and we're at a karaoke bar, and you have to choose one song. Ben, let's start with you. What song are you singing?
Rat Salad.
There you go. All right. What the hell? Sing a Zappa song. Why not? Let's get weird.
Well, man, that's a great choice, Ben. I'm just sparing you my singing voice, my friend.
I'll go with War Pigs.
There you go.
Nice. Yeah.
That's a go-to for me.
All right. Keith, what about you, man?
Screaming for Vengeance.
Scream, man. Yeah. And how about you, man?
I want to be sedated, the Ramones.
Okay, right on. I kind of want to be sedated too in 2020, you know? So, it's the truth.
Absolutely.
Guys, before we go into the last song here, why don't you quickly mention any shout outs, any thank yous you guys would like to send out there for the Northwest and Loud and Local community?
Well, definitely want to thank Gary for all of his work on the record.
Thanks, Gary.
Yeah, thanks, dude. Gary.
Thank you.
Amazing. And thank you to Lawrence over at Seven Hills for hosting us a lot. Harry, who ran the little mix house, the Crow House, and out on the edge of that green belt that let us mix the record there. Good friend, man. Thank you, Perry.
Harry.
Thanks, Perry.
The folks who are putting together the support for the local club owners, the Washington, you have to edit me here, man.
Well, I know there's a
Nightlife Association, right?
And Keep Music Live is a way to look it up.
Absolutely.
If you just Google Keep Music Live Washington, you'll see what he's talking about.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anybody who's hosting live music right now, who's going to be hosting live music soon, that's who, you know, we're really with you guys, and we really hope to get to work together again soon.
And the people who came out and saw us when we were trying to work this record and put it out there.
Yeah.
Thank you all. Appreciate that.
Supporting the record.
And thank you, Ken.
Hey, you're welcome.
Keeping us all, you know, our version of sane through this ride.
I like that. our version of sane. I like that. Not saying you're sane, it's your version, which is, you know, something. I don't know. Who?
Yes.
So again, thanks guys. Sun Crow here on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. Check them out. Is it suncrowband.bandcamp.com?
It should just be suncrow.bandcamp.com.
Suncrow.bandcamp.com. Check them out. Support them. Support local music. Support heavy riffs. And in the meantime, you know, I mean, in the long run, we'll be seeing you guys live, and we'll be stoked to sing along to the words once we learn them, and we have a little bit of extra time to learn the album, so then it'll be worth it when we see you guys live, right?
Right on.
Most definitely.
So this is Black It Out, Turn It Up, Sun Crow. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.